Ash and Bones. Written by Mike Thomas and read by Matt Addis. This guy on the left is Dane Sillitoe. MacReady stood before the widescreen TV in the MIR, Beck at his side, face set and serious. The recording they'd burned onto DVD at HQ now paused. The faces of the two males filling the screen with wild eyes and yellow-toothed grins. MacReady's finger hovered in front of the frozen features of the white male. His audience, more frozen faces, watching him intently. The DCI, the detective superintendent, the rest of the major crime wallers. Typists, indexers, the office manager. Harrison staring from under knotted eyebrows. Fletcher, nodding slowly, silently, eyes narrowed as they flicked from MacReady to the image fuzzing on the wide screen. He leaned to one side, the DCI whispering in his ear.
"I've never come across this, Sillitoe," said Fletcher, nodding as the DCI's mouth moved at the side of his head. "You sure it's him, Will?"
"He's from the north of the city," said MacReady. "Used to deal with him a fair bit when I was stationed there on response."
"For?"
"Juvenile crap. Minor damage, drinking, bit of drugs and public order. Pain in the arse rich kid who went off the rails, really." Harrison. "Looks like he's moved on to bigger things if he's mixed up with King." Beck shook her head. "For a while, maybe, but not anymore."
"No offence, Sarge, but you couldn't possibly know that."
"This recording." MacReady dipped his head towards the TV. "There's no time and date on it, but it's definitely not recent. Sillitoe looks like he's still on the gear in it. I'd say it's at least 12 months old, probably older. We've checked PNC and he's got nothing for the last 14 months. And anyway," Beck looked at MacReady. "He's been breaking good and gone legit," MacReady said. "Few months ago, I pulled him on a routine traffic stop check. Ran a red in a stretch limo. Suitable advice about his driving and all that, but we had a little chat. He's been clean for a year or so. Working for his old man driving limousines and private ambulances." Beck. "Hence the lack of recents." Harrison chuckled. "Another scrot that's cleaned up, man. What a load of bollocks. He needs to come in." MacReady shrugged, glanced around the room, at the faces staring at him, at the DCI muttering to Fletcher again. Didn't know what to do, so shoved hands in pockets and waited.